Thank you for tuning in and listening to Oasis of Love's Sunday's message.
Well, God is a good God, isn't he? And we are reminded of that at Christmas time like no other. My goodness. Little stage management here. We'll be all set here in a minute. It's all good, isn't it? So anyway, I just had a few things I wanted to share with you. Don't want to keep you a long time, but at the same time, you know, the reason for the season is Jesus. You know, I understand that the 1/4 of the government is shut down right now. Did you notice? I didn't either. But one of the things that they said that they were going to keep on, by golly, we just got to have that NORAD tracking Santa Claus. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, come on. But so many people would rather have the fable than the truth. But the truth is so much better. You know, we all know the story. At least we remember the best parts of it, right? So it was, in Luke chapter 2, it says, so it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, watching their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. I can't imagine what it was like. And then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And the angels went on and they sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. I think we could use a little bit more of that nowadays, don't you? But what was really going on behind the scenes? I mean, what we could see and what we could really touch with our five senses was as fabulous as anything could possibly ever be. But what was behind the scenes was even greater. I mean, a new age was dawning. In fact, it was a last age, and it had dawned upon all of mankind, not just the people in Israel, but for every person everywhere that would ever live. And it's unlike any other. It's the last days of the separation between God and man. When Jesus came, he came to build a bridge. He came to connect us back to the heart of the Father that had been lost ever since Adam and Eve fell in the garden. You know the story, how she ate of that chocolate tree. Some people claim it was an apple tree. To me, I don't think an apple would tempt a gal that much. Chocolate, maybe. Yeah, but an apple, probably not. You know, it's amazing when we think about it. God had a plan, even from the very, before he ever created the universe, before he ever set the world into motion, and before Adam and Eve were ever put on this earth, he had a plan. And it tells us in Galatians, it says that when the fullness of time had come, God had sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because we are sons, God sent forth his spirit into our hearts, whereby we can cry, Abba, Father, or just Daddy. Our Heavenly Father is not some white-haired guy with a big old fly swatter saying, one more time, Carlos, and that's it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, really, because I don't know about you, but I mess up so often, it's kind of scary. But God loves us so much. You see, that's the beauty of all of this, that God became a man and dwelt among us. And in that process of him coming to the earth, you know what the greatest thing that came to the earth was? Love. I mean pure love. I mean the God kind of love. I mean the kind of love that is patient and kind. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs. It doesn't get offended. A love that loves the unlovable for as long as it takes. I'm so glad God doesn't have a 3 strikes and you're out policy. It's like what he told Peter. 7 times 70 in a day, they keep messing with you on the same thing, forgive them. So that means there's not a limit there. And I'm so glad. For us, it just means total forgiveness. For us, it means that there's healing for every sin that we've ever experienced in our life, either the ones that we've committed or the ones that have been committed against us. That through a love that's absolute, that's unconditional, that a love that's without measure to anyone who would accept the messenger, love came to stay. Even though Jesus was on the earth for 33 years and he died on that cruel Roman cross and he went back to heaven, love still stays. Love is still here. It's never left us. And along with it came the restoration of that long-lost relationship. You and I are so close. We're just a prayer away from connecting with the Almighty Creator of the universe. See, when Jesus came that day, something amazing happened. A love that was out of this world invaded our planet. A love that you can't even measure by any kind of love that we've ever experienced in the natural. A love that's eternal. And it would change everything, and it would change everyone who choose to embrace it. 33 years later, even death had to bow itself to the majesty of that love. Because he who knew no sin was made to become sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So what did this love declare to us? Oh, it's good to know these things. Because people complicate Christianity to the point where they don't really get it. They somehow think that they understand it because it's based on something that they would do. But God is not like us in any shape, fashion, or form. He says, as high as the heavens are above the earth, are my ways above your ways and my thoughts above your ways. But this love declared to us, number one, that you're a special person. Did you know that? Man, when I was growing up, everybody just told me I was weird. Of course, it didn't help that Bill Cosby had that whole record, that comedy album about Weird Harold, and there you go. Then again, I probably didn't help things at all being the way I am, but still, you know, God made us a special person. We're not just a nobody. God doesn't make any junk. Never has and he never will. God doesn't see you as just some broken mess. That's what love is trying to tell us. But he sees you as a masterpiece that's worthy of everything that he can pour into us. That's the God we serve. That's the love that came to the earth. That's the love that still abides today. A love that says that he knows everything about you. That's kind of scary if you stop and think about it for a minute. I mean, he knows everything about you. And he loves you. You're not just a face in the crowd. There is nothing that you have done where God's up in heaven going, oh no, what are we going to do now? Did you see what Leonard just did? I know sometimes you think he did, but no, he didn't. Never, never. See, love believes in you. He delights in filling your life with good things. He delights in the fact that he created you on purpose for a purpose. And that love never gives up. 14 years I was a chaplain in hospice at the local hospital, and I'm telling you, the most amazing thing that I got to see on a regular basis was people that had rejected God their whole doggone life because they didn't want religion. Christianity is a religion. It's a romance. God so loved you. And I saw this played out so many times when somebody only had just days to live, sometimes even just hours to live. And they accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that love that had pursued them their whole life came into that room in such a precious wave of God's glory and presence. And they would open their eyes after they had made that decision and confessed Him as Lord and Savior. They just looked at me with eyes like, wow, what just happened? I'd say, love's been chasing you down, and you finally stopped long enough and said yes. And every time, people would say to me, why did I wait so long? And the amazing thing, it's an amazing thing. You see, the Bible tells us that He has a plan for our lives to bring us a future and a hope. Love rejoices over you with singing, the Bible says, and never stops thinking about you. God never stops thinking about you. In whatever situation you're in, good times, bad times, in between times, His love for you is incredible. That there's a hope. This love gives us a hope that's glorious, a heavenly hope for the future. Maybe 2018 wasn't your best year. I don't know. My last couple weeks have been kind of rough. I was up in the hospital for a little while. Got a leg infection. It wouldn't go away. But you know what? His love was right there with me through the whole thing. See, this kind of love will give you a hope that destroys every fear that tries to creep into your life. And it'll restore your joy in the midst of the worst troubles you could possibly imagine. See, this love is what holds your future. I heard a guy say it one time. He said, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know the one who holds tomorrow in his hands. And that love gives you peace. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. This love is incredible. We can experience as much of it as we want, as much of it as we're willing to pursue. I think that's why God created eternity, because it's going to take that long for you to figure out how deep and how wide and how long this love is. It's a love that passes all understanding. Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said these words, and it still rings true today. He says, come unto me, All you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, I know a lot of different people have gotten into the things of God and gone to church and got plugged in. Things were going great, and then something just kind of all fell apart. Just got totally discombobulated, you know. And when I read this coming from Jesus' own lips, I have to say that if his yoke isn't easy and his burden isn't light, then somewhere along the line you're doing it wrong, you know. Something got in the way, but that was not God's plan. His plan was to fill you up with good things, to walk with you even through the valley of the shadow of death. Just as you're walking through it, you're not staying there. You wouldn't have to fear any evil because he's right there with you. That's the way this love is. Love's come here to stay. See, Christmas is a whole lot more than just a cute little baby in the manger. As wonderful as that is, we went out to this house out on Snow Prairie Road. How many of you ever been out there? It's that North Snow Prairie Road where they got all of these Christmas lights everywhere. I mean, decorations inside, outside, and this one room had so many little nativity scenes in it, and it was just wonderful. But, you know, that pales in comparison to what it really stands for. God himself became a man and dwelt among us. That's what the word Emmanuel means. God with us. And he's still with us. His commitment to us has never wavered. Right to the very end, when the trumpet sounds, God is waiting on you. God is calling out to each and every one of us because there's so much more than we ever thought was possible. So much more that can transform our life. When Jesus rose from the dead, that redemption plan, I'm telling you, is unstoppable. And it's still in effect today, and nothing can stop it. And something I particularly enjoy the thought of is that I've got skin up in heaven. Because the Bible speaks of Jesus, even to this day, as the man, Christ Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father. He knows what we're going through. He knows when everything falls apart, what that feels like deep on the inside of us. He knows. He's walked in our shoes. And he's right there at the right hand of the Father praying for us. Because of the Christmas story, and I'm not talking about the one with the Red Ryder BB gun, as much as I love that. You know, every now and then it just slips out of my mouth. Not a finger. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know what it is about that TV thing, but it's just, we're certain of what lies ahead, though. That's what the Christmas story tells us today. All kidding aside, we know what lies ahead of us. The bright light of God's love that overcomes the darkness, the promise of an open heaven over our lives, the ability to stand in faith and move mountains of impossibility, the certainty of having a real, living, personal relationship with God himself. Oh yeah, just like the song, Christmas is all about tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy in the midst of a fallen world. In the midst of being around a whole bunch of other broken, messed up people, you can still have a hold of this as a certainty. It doesn't go away. God doesn't back off. God just says, come on, draw in a little closer. Trust me. Come on. We'll get through this together. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's an invitation to step across that invisible line, that barrier that seems to separate us from this kind of love. Because I don't know about you, but I feel really unworthy. Many, many times in my life, I'm going, God, why, what? And then I realize I don't even understand why my wife loves me the way she does after 44 years. Be 45 come Groundhog Day, right? Yeah. But still, that love is right there. And it's an invitation to every one of us that we can enter into a whole new reality by embracing this love and enjoying eternal life. That's the truth of it all. That's what it's all about. So please, with every head bowed and every eye closed, let me just ask you to, Father God, just we pray right now that you would touch every heart, every life in this place today. And if anybody has been hurt so bad that they've walked away from you, Lord, I know I was that way. You chased me down for 10 long years till one day in my garage, I cried out to you and you were right there, Lord. You proved yourself time and time again. For all these many, many years, Lord, and I know today that you want to prove yourself real to every single person here, whether they've ever known you as Lord and Savior or they have and they've walked away, Lord, that today would be the day, the best day, the beginning of a whole new life right here and right now, Lord, as they just accept you as Lord and Savior. And let me just say this. When you get to that point, all you got to do is pray. I like it as the ABCs. Admit that you're a sinner, that you need a Savior. Admit that you wandered away and you want to come back. Believe in your heart that Jesus died for you, rose again from the dead, and open your mouth and confess Him, giving Him permission to become your Lord, your King, your Savior, the friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I'm telling you, you'll experience a love like never before. And if you don't have a good home church, I just ask you that you might think about this one or find one that works for you, because this love is so powerful, but it's so fragile. And you need to be in a family of faith. That's the way God designed it, not the way man made it. God invented the church, and it represents every Christian. So today, you can open your eyes now. I'm sorry, I'll let you leave there with your eyes closed. I hate it when preachers do that. But it's all about Jesus. It's all about His hope. It's all about His love. It's all about His goodness. I like what the Scripture says, eye is not seen, ear is not heard, neither is it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him. But it sure is fun finding out. Amen? Amen. Amen. God is so good. Let me just catch up a little bit real quick. Like, I wanted to seize the moment right after the praying and the prayers and the singing and all of that stuff, but we don't have a whole lot going on, but check out your bulletin. There's some things that are coming up pretty soon as we begin into January. But we do want to do some praying, because there's some folks out there that are struggling to have a Merry Christmas. Here's a family that says, due to a loss of a husband, the family needs prayer. There are two little boys that no longer have their daddy and a wife who needs God's help. We're going to pray for that family. Bryce Haywood, cancer, brain tumor, and surgery on Saturday. Bertie Howard in the hospital with pneumonia. And then Diane Vargas, whose husband Carlos and her have traveled here many times and have ministered the word with such grace. She's struggling again. They found more cancer in her body. She had it in her liver, and then it came back, and then they got that taken care of, and now they found something else. The devil's a rat, but God is greater. Amen. Stretch your hands out. Father, we just thank you today that you're the healer, that you're the restorer, Lord. Your goodness and your mercy is going to follow us all the days of our life. So, Father, I thank you that you're doing a healing work, Lord, in all of these folks, Lord, that you are helping this family that have lost their daddy and their husband, Lord. I thank you that today you will step in and become that peace and help them, Lord, through all of this time. As they're going through it, Lord, they'll go through it with you and find themselves wrapped in your love in every way. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. We would like to receive an offering. Kids are going to come up and sing a real cool special for you. We don't want to miss that. But once they're done with their singing, we're done. I just wanted to keep this to an hour because I wanted you to enjoy your Christmas time as much as possible. But thank you so much for coming out and remembering that it's all about Jesus. That makes it Christmas every day. My wife keeps a Christmas CD in her car. I'll get in it every now and then, June, July, turn the car on, CD comes on automatically, and I find myself singing Christmas carols with 90-degree weather, you know, and that's okay. But you know, the Bible tells us that three wise men came to worship and honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they brought with them gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, the best that they had, bringing that gift for that first Christmas morning. And today we get an opportunity to. No sob story, no arm twisting, nothing like that. You just do whatever God's leading you to do. And if it's your first time here, you don't have to give. That's okay. It'll be our gift to you. But let's just pray. Father, we just thank you today that you are a blesser, Lord. Every time we turn around, we learn over and over and over again, Lord, that we can't outgive you. That, Lord, you're just the eternal one. And we thank you today, Lord, that we can partner with celebrating the birth of your Son, Jesus, when he came to this earth, dwelt among us and showed us the way, revealed you, Lord, and all of your love to our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we can help others to find this out to be true for themselves, not only here in Coldwater, Branch County, but all around the world with the missionaries we support. So, Lord, we just give this with a heart that's wide open towards you. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you as you give. Thank you, Brother Bill. Let me get set up for the grand finale. All right, here they come. Check this out. Oh, yeah. Looking good. Come on, kids.
Hey, you're good. How do I get out of here now?
Wait. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You know, you get a little stage fright when you're only three. You don't think it's possible when you see them running around the house, but sure enough, you put them up there. Ah, it's wonderful. We want you all to have the best Christmas ever and the best new year and all that God has for you, each and every one. Father, I just speak a blessing over every heart in this house today. I thank you, Lord, for wrapping your arms around them, Lord, keeping them safe, blessing them in every way, and filling them with every good and perfect gift. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go enjoy your holidays. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday.
I hope you enjoyed and got something out of this message. Thank you again for listening. Join us at Oasis of Love Family Church at 341 North Hudson Street in Coldwater, Michigan. Our Wednesday evening service is at 7 p.m. and our Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m.